Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Cut. You killed me first. So, you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Cuts that we haven't played before, but they're doing very well at the moment. They've got a new album out right now, and that track was indeed called You Killed Me First and From It. And we will have more information about them later on in the show, Tony.
Lovely.
A little bit of London indie punk for you there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now, I've got what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Cuts' website?
Cutband.co.uk.
Soundofcut.com. And I have to say that when you do type in cuts to the internet, you have to be very careful about where you go.
Right.
And what you get. And it's all very well having a band called Cut. It looks great on posters. It's three letters. It stands out really big. But when it comes to the internet, you can't just type in cut. You get all manner of things. As I discovered about the fifth Scissor website that I went to. But yeah, they're doing well. They're doing particularly well in Italy, Tony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
I doubt we are. So.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I do just want to say, I promised you a Bleach Boys song last week. It's not being played this week because I've only got them on CD. And I haven't got all the new tracks, but I say the new old tracks that they brought out off the CD onto the laptop yet. So there will be a Bleach Boys song at some point. And my apologies to anyone who was looking forward to some new Bleach Boys material this week. You'll have to wait.
Okay.
All right. I do, however, have some additional material, Tony.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, this has come through from Woody B3, who we haven't heard from in a while.
Been a long time.
And he said, Gooper Gooper, here's a joke to consider for Comedy Suburbs. Now, I'm going to warn you right now, Tony, there's controversial material here.
Okay.
But I think you'll be all right.
All right.
So, a Nazi goes into a bar. Here we go. A Nazi goes into a bar, looks around, sees an Orthodox Jew sitting at a nearby table. Barkeep, he says. A round on me for everyone but that gentleman right there. Everyone in the bar receives a cocktail. He looks over at the Jew and notices him smiling back. The Nazi is not amused, goes back to the bar. Barkeep! I want to order a second round for everyone but him, and this time make it all top shelf. Nazi looks again at the Jew, sees him still smiling back. Is that Jew an idiot or what? Bartender responds, oh no, my friend, that's the owner. Excellent. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, you can also title your email Poetry Corner and do that instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get in touch, please
yeah,
do.
Get in touch, yeah, because it's around this time. I know we make excuses every week, don't we? But it's around this time of year we don't seem to get a lot. So do feel free to write in. We do read everything that comes through.
We do.
Yeah. Shall we play two songs in a row?
That would be nice.
One by a band we've played before, one by a band we haven't. So stay tuned for Fake Billy and the False Prophets. Yeah, exactly. What a name. Brilliant.
Nice.
First up, a Danish garage rock duo called Power Solo, who have got some new material out right now. Tony, before we go any further, what is Power Solo's website?
PowerSolo.com.
PowerSolo.dk.
Yeah.
DK being the Danish bit.
Right.
It's the first letter and the last letter of Denmark.
It is.
It is. I'm a genius, aren't I? Paulie Bean said too, Tony Neil. As I say, stay tuned for Fake Billy and the False Prophets, but first up, this is Frantic.
Jack!
Listening to Sandwichy Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was, as promised, Fake Billy and the False Prophets and a track called Celine Dion.
Very nice.
That is garage trash glam right there, my friend, from, I think, Holland.
Right.
I think Holland. So far we've done London, Denmark and Holland. We're keeping it Northern Europe. Yeah. Well, that's a good track, that, as well. What's Fake Billy and the False Prophets website?
FakeBillyandTheFalseProphets.com.
FakeBilly.com.
Huh?
This is a veritable thrashing so far, Tony.
Yeah.
Paul of the Internet 3, Tony Neil. And we will be playing another Fake Billy track in a few weeks' time as well. Great new album out. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Good. Do get in touch. Easy, very easy to do so. You go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. We do like to hear from you. As I say, it is a bit quiet. It's really quiet, as we say, up here. But we've had one comment this week.
Well, it might be really quiet, but if we've had one comment, Tony, I'm taking it.
I'm taking it.
It's enough to make me chock on my cornflake.
Jen Glenn Crisen's been in touch.
Jen Glenn Crisen.
Is it Glenn? We don't know. And they say, Jen Glenn, tuning the JCW Mini before the blizzard whilst jamming to your latest episode. And they obviously they put a little picture of the JCW Mini. I don't even know what JCW means, but hey. Good choice of car, and thanks for listening to us.
But hang on, if you don't know what JCW means, how do you know it's a good choice of car?
Well, I'm more referring to the Mini side of it,
right?
Because that's a unit we have one as well. So, fellow Mini owners across the world, hands across the ocean, and all that.
It's like uniting fans and Mini owners across the lands, Tony.
There you go.
Thank you very much to Jen Glenn, Chris, and Jen Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Do get in touch. Do you remember which part of the country they're from? I know they're in America. I can't remember.
Well,
which.
It's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's it, yeah.
That's it, though. Yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No,
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, next up, Tone, a band called You Want Fox, who are very local to ours, in fact.
They are quite local.
They are, and they've got a new single out. I think it comes out in March, but we've got an advanced copy. Absolutely brilliant, you're going to love it. They are how would you describe them, Tony? Two-piece, what would you call it? Power pop punk?
It's definitely pop, isn't it?
pop girl, riot girl, pop.
Riot girl, pop duo.
I'll tell you what, Toad, it's really good. This new single's great. And I do apologise to you on Fox in advance that I did an interview with them about this new single before Christmas, and it came out terrible.
Oh, right.
So I've spoken to them and we're going to redo it at some point, but I wanted to play this now. So we will do another interview with them in the future, by which time they might have another track out that we can play as well.
Okay, excellent.
This is really good though, mate. Really, really like it. What is You Want Fox's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/YouWantFox?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet 3. And this is the remarkably catchy and absolutely brilliant Liar Liar. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a quite marvellous You Want Fox with a brilliant new single, which I really, really like.
So this will be second album then, will it? Possibly?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes bands bring out standalone singles, don't they?
This is true.
I would say most famously, but not most famously, but the one that springs to mind is Duran Duran. Should I? Is There Something I Should Know?
Oh, okay.
The Clash also brought out a number of great singles that never appeared on albums as well, just to get back my punk credentials. Now, did you do anything last week?
I don't think so. No. I've been ill. I've been, I've got some kind of cold going on, so I'm a bit out of it. But I don't think so. No. I'm booked going away, but I'll talk about that later, or what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
But
if no. Tony, if people were stupid enough to go back through 11 years of Punky Radio, I reckon they'd have on a roughly fortnightly basis me say, what did you do last week? And you said, not much, I've been ill.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm ill a lot.
I think you need more vitamin C.
I'm Lemsip up at the minute.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have you tried Lemsip and vodka?
No.
Well, I haven't either, but it might work.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you know, you never know.
What the taste lemon and vodka do go very well together, Tony.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do. My favourite Lemsip so far is the honey lemon Lemsip.
Right. Perhaps we try honey and lemon vodka Lemsip.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, Tony, as I said last week, I kind of forgot to tell everyone that I was doing a gig.
Yes.
A gig in Nottingham at the Canal House last Wednesday, and it was absolutely brilliant. Sold out. Superb. Had a really, really good time.
Great pub.
And you said that last time. It is a good pub, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. Always had a good time. There were lots of different beers. Well, very expensive. But then I am quite tight.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that expensive. I was upstairs and they only had one real ale on, and it was about £3.50.
Right,
which,
okay.
Yeah, is fairly expensive for Nottingham, but in the greater scheme of things, mate.
Yeah.
You know, basically. So I did that and it went well. And then I had the misfortune to go to my local pub, the Pelham, on Saturday night. And there weren't many people there, but there was a DJ on who was playing ridiculously loud bashment and the such like. And you could hardly, oh, goodness sake. Tony, I had to play pool.
Wow.
I had to go and play pool because the pool table was the furthest away bit of the pub. Because anywhere else, I just couldn't hear anything anyone was saying. And it was, goodness sake. One pub where that would never happen, Tony, is the Duke's Arms. And hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
To us on a Monday night now.
Okay.
Well done, you Monday scamps. Hope you're having a good time. And I hope also to see you all soon. And I did think, Tony, that we could maybe at some point go down to Duke's Arms and record a live show.
We could do.
It's an idea.
We did Letting Go Now there at some point, didn't we? Yes.
When's our 600th? That can't be far away.
Oh, that's a... Bloody hell, that's... You're well done reminding me. Four shows time.
Goodness. Right,
yeah,
because
this is 596, this one.
Yeah, because I say that because for our 300th, I think it was our 300th, that was when we did the one in my flat, wasn't it?
Was it? I thought that was 500, but it must be 300.
Oh, well, if it was the 500th, fair enough, but I thought it was the 300th, and I've got a feeling that I said at that one, oh Lord, if we do get to our 600th, we'll do another live one, but I can't believe we'll do that.
Right. What? Get to 600?
Yeah.
Or do it? Yeah. In 4 weeks' time.
On the basis that I thought I'd be dead.
So what about St. Patrick's Day, I should guess?
This
is out on the 15th. 15th, because it's 4 weeks in February, Tony. That's kind of how it works. 15th of March will be our show 600.
Okay, well, we might have to have a think about that, Tony. We should do something for it.
Yes, we should. I thought about it. I'll tell Paul that today. Well done. As I say, I'm not well.
Yeah. You need to try vodka and Lemsip, Tony.
Vodka and Lemsip. I will try that.
Yeah. It's the future. If you don't, I will. And I'll tell you exactly where I'll do it later on in the show.
Okay.
But right now, it's time for one from the vaults, Tony.
Already? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're there, aren't we? Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
Yeah. Perhaps I'm in as well. I need a vodka and Lemsip. So this week, it's yet another track from the wildly inaccurate Action Time Vision Cherry Red box set featuring 111 bands, one of which has got a misprint or an inaccuracy in the booklet that accompanies it, suggesting that someone else was playing guitar on it, thus making the entire CD null and void, and we shall never mention it again.
Well,
of course we will. This week's band, and it is, as far as I know, available, certainly for download, and I'm pretty sure they'll have it back in print soon. Go to cherryred.co.uk to find out more about it. It's absolutely brilliant. We've been playing tracks of it. We will be playing tracks of it until Easter, and then we will be retiring the section. I think I've got 5 or 6 left.
Right, okay.
Anyway, this week's band from Norwich, Toby, who I think they might have only brought out one single, a band called Silent Noise. And what I want to know is, like, there is a website for them.
Okay.
But you're not going to get it.
Okay.
I think it's only fair that I give you a chance.
All right.
So what do you think Silent Noise's website is?
silentnoise.free.uk.com.
Yeah, that's just mental. No, it's boredteenagers.co.uk, where you can find out a bit about Silent Noise. And that's as close as it gets. And I'm having the points because I just want to thrash you.
Fair enough.
Paulie B Internet 4, Tony Wong. This is a very catchy song. There are a lot of catchy songs this week, Tony. This one's very catchy. This was like proto-pop punk, if anything.
Ooh.
I've never used that phrase before.
No.
But one thing, Tony, I have done before is I've been hurt so many times before.
To go right, I've been hurt so many times before. I broke my heart in two over a girl, like you don't know if I can do it twice. I've been hurt so many times before. But when I look at you, I think I might just try. I can't let the one chance pass me by. But if you shake your head again, I'll never try. I've been hurt so many times before. I've been kicked out before, didn't know what was for. Was it something I said? I've been hurt so many times before. They say I should be strong, anything going wrong, fight it out to the end. I've been hurt so many times before. But when I talk to you, I might just try. I can't let the one chance pass me by. But if you shake your head again, I'll never try. I've been hurt so many times
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Silent Noise and the remarkably catchy I've been hurt so many times before. Yeah. That bit's not in the song. I made that bit up. Just before we get into the next bit, Tony, would you agree that the definition of a tonic is something that can make you feel better? Right, the reason I say that is, if you think back to She's So Modern by Boomtown Rats, there is the line in it, and a tonic for the troops. You know the phrase, it's a tonic for the troops, yeah? It makes them feel better.
Yeah.
It's a tonic for the troops. And vodka goes very well with tonic, true or false?
True.
Right, so vodka and tonic is vodka and something that makes you feel better.
Right.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now, does something that makes you feel better include honey lemsip?
Yes.
Right, so honey lemsip is a legitimate tonic, yeah?
Yes.
Right, that means that vodka and tonic is perfectly acceptable. Vodka and honey lemsip, there you go.
You can't beat it.
You can't. Absolutely brilliant.
The proof's there in the name.
It's faultless logic.
Yep.
It's faultless logic by a man who really wants to drink vodka and lemsip and justify it to himself. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Geek Guide. yes, more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them playing. Doesn't have to be in the UK, is it international? I haven't turned in this week, so I've had a quick look on the old Tinterweb and the Doghouse. The venue I'm trying not to feature, because I do like the venue. I really don't want it to close down, but there is something on this week. So the 17th of Feb, which is this Friday, there is a charity gig on, and it is Ticket Holder and Crooked Smile.
Right.
It's raising funds for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation /ambulance cancer research.
I strongly support that.
Exactly. £3 admission, which is quite cheap. So
it's extremely cheap. It's £3, Danny.
There you go. You can't
it's less than a pint in the Canal House.
It really is. It wouldn't let you in with less than £3 in the Canal House. Well, you go.
That's controversial. It might be worth walking into the Canal House with £2.90 and saying, am I allowed to stand
you
here?
See, you should ask.
Yeah.
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, saying, I've been to Canal House, it was only £2.50.
I dream of having £2.90. Yeah.
That's it, that's all I have.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a gig as well, Tony.
Do you?
It's time for an occasional feature, the like of which I did think would happen more often than has, but gives me the excuse for the brilliant tune that I put together myself, by myself, with extra me.
You did.
It's time for Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
That's magnificent, isn't it?
It's excellent, yeah.
It's just magnificent. So anyway, this week, Tony, you might remember at the start of the show, I mentioned a band called Cut.
Yes.
And Cut were the first band this week, and Cut have a new album out that's actually out on the 20th of February. And they're having the launch party in Italy, which I believe shows just how well they're doing in Italy.
Wow.
And they're on a foot that will be a full tour from then, including some dates in Scotland and England, and also a lot of dates in Italy and Germany and all that sort of thing. So I'm starting to think that we're a little bit late to the party with Cut.
Right.
And in fact, a much bigger band than we sort of realised. And they're brilliant. Anyway, so the gig is at Covo Club in Bologna.
Right,
and it's
okay.
On the 20th. I'm afraid I don't have information about ticket price, etc. Got a feeling it might be free to get in because it's a launch party. It is listed on their tour, so that would suggest that members of the public can go. It's not invitation only. And if you are in the Bologna area on the... I did say 20th, didn't I? I'm lying. Because the album's out on the 20th. The gig's on the 18th, sorry.
Oh.
Gig's on the 18th, which is what? Saturday week. No, it's this
Saturday. Yeah.
It's this Saturday. It's this Saturday, Tony.
This Saturday, yeah.
Blimey, it's this Saturday. Yeah, and then the album's out 2 days later. So I imagine you can get advanced copies of the album at the thing if you are lucky enough to be in Bologna and at the gig.
Okay.
So that concludes...
Paulie B picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
That's so good, Tony. Listen to that on a loop. On a loop!
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, look... Speaking of loops, I'm going to tell you a bit more about what I'm doing this week after we've heard the next song. But the next song, Tony, is a band called The Soap Girls, who we've played once before on the show. French-born sisters, a duo of some repute with other members in the band, but The Soap Girls are primarily the two of them.
Right.
And they're kind of, it's one of those, they're kind of rock punk rather than punk rock. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Tony, what I want to know is, what is the Soap Girls website?
TheSoapGirls.com.
It is.
Ooh.
It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 4. And even though I haven't mentioned Valentine's Day yet, it is occurring, or has occurred, depending on when you're listening. And we have played quite a few anti-Valentine songs this week, of which this is no exception, Tony.
Excellent.
This is Rather Be Dead.
Creeping, guess I creeped you out.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Soap Girls, and that's actually the new single, Rather Be Dead. And if you go to thesoapgirls.com, as discussed, there is a link on the homepage to a video for it, which I strongly recommend you red-blooded males watch.
Oh.
Exactly, that is exactly the noise you will make, Tony.
Is it NSFW?
I don't know, what does that mean?
Not safe for work.
Yeah, but if your work is in a brothel or for a porn site, then it is safe for work.
Okay. Two thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what sort of brothel you're going to, Tony, but that sounds specialist. Any road up.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this week?
My birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you, Tony.
Thank you very much.
When's your birthday?
16th, so that's Thursday. And this show's out Wednesday.
Right. So, in other words, tomorrow, kind of.
Yes. Yes, right. So I'm currently away.
Right. So what are you doing for your birthday?
I'm going to Bath.
Well, don't you do that more than once a year?
Is that time?
See what I did there? I'm going to shower.
I've got a hotel in Bath for a couple of days. So going down there Wednesday and coming back Saturday morning.
It's a very nice place, Bath.
Never been. So that's what I thought. It's trying to go somewhere I've not been before. I think south more than the north. I did originally think of going to Newcastle or Edinburgh, but it's really going to be quite cold.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we'd go south.
Well, Bath, you can say it how you like, really. The locals call it Bath.
Okay.
As it goes. But it was the scene, Tony, of one of my original unofficial openings.
All right.
And I've completely forgotten about unofficial openings. And I was talking to Claire, who might be listening right now, talking to her? On Messenger. And she said something about something or other. And I went, oh, unofficial openings. Do you want to have a look at that? And then I went back and looked at it. If you go to unofficialopenings.blogspot.com and read it from last to first, you will see how my life regularly unravels in roughly 2-year periods.
Hmm.
And one of them was in Bath. I'm not telling you any more than that. Feel free to look if you want.
Okay, excellent.
Anyway, I hope you have a brilliant time.
Thank you very much.
And a very happy birthday.
The big 4-0.
Is it?
Hmm.
Oh, Tony, that's massive.
I know.
That's like, we should do something for it. Oh, yeah, you're going to Bath.
Going to Bath.
Well, I will celebrate the night before, which is now, in fact, which is when I am in Antwerp.
Ah.
I will be avoiding the Ring Road. I'm going via Eurostar to Brussels and then the train. And I'm doing a show in Antwerp, and it's called The Comedy Cellar, I think, and I'm on with Anne Francis and John Gordillo, with the MC Nigel Williams. This means that it is basically four old men chatting breeze, Tony.
Lovely.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of grumbling at this show. It's going to be the audience. I don't think the audience will know whether to laugh or cry. But then that's been true of a lot of my gigs down the years. And I'm hoping to see my friend Eve, that I know from the Psychobilly meeting, who is threatening to come along as well. And he lives in Antwerp. And that's brilliant.
Okay, excellent.
So that's my plan for this week. And then I might be going out on Saturday night, but I'll let you know whether I do or not next week.
Okay.
All right. Should we play two songs in a row?
Yeah.
I think we should. Stay tuned for a band from Finland called Dagger Play that we have played on the show before once, I think. They've got a new album out. I'll tell you about that in a minute. First up, a band with a new album out that I'm always very excited. And I talk, of course, about The Roots, Tony, who were, when they first came to our attention, it was via Motorsounds Records, when they were a three-piece Japanese garage punk band that then switched to Dirty Water Records. They've been on a number of labels, I think. They're absolutely brilliant, but every album's different from the last one. This latest one is a lot more psychedelic and a lot more medium-paced than the frantic measurements of the first album we had.
Okay.
But nevertheless, very, very good indeed. They are now, I can actually describe them now as a psychedelic garage punk band from Hita in Tokyo, in Japan, 600 miles south of Tokyo. It's a mountain village, Tony.
Wow.
What better place to get a three-piece garage punk band? I don't even know if they are three-piece now. And I believe there might now be a British member of the band as well. Not absolutely sure about that. Anyway, point is, Tony, what is The Roots Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRootsJapan.
Facebook.com/TheRoots.
Oh.
I thought for a second there you were back in contention, but it's probably been internet 5, Tony 2. And this is No Permanence. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dagger Play and a track called My Friends Are Mental and I Am Mental Too.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great album. I can't remember the title of it. I am sorry. Great album's out right now. Helsinki Punk and Roll is the best way to describe these, Tony, I'd say.
Oh, nice.
You can find out more about them via their website, which is
daggerplay.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 5. So even though you can't win this week, you can make it respectable.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake. What are you going to do?
Well, I remind people, and then I'm going to hang my head in shame.
It is your birthday.
Yeah, I'm nice to see you in my 30s, twatless. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Or twat seed with thanks. Do email me. Email me now, maybe for maybe a happy birthday present. You send me a twat. That's very nice. It costs you nothing.
Right. Well, I've got two things to tell you, Tony.
Okay.
And they both involved why you shouldn't leave things a long time, and when you do, remember what you should do with them.
Right, okay.
First up, one of the reasons I moved to Nottingham just over a year ago was a woman, Tony.
Right.
Right. And 2 days after I moved up here, we finished, which wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
And then we got back together a few months later, and then we finished again, and that wasn't ideal. And then I started thinking, oh, you know what? I do miss from that. So I got in touch and said, look, would you like to maybe go out sometime? And she said, yeah, sure. But then she was quite sort of, yeah, I can do an hour there, or I can meet you for a coffee there. And I went, look, I don't really want to be an appointment. Can't we just go out for the night and all that? Waited 2 days to get a reply. Then the reply came back, just so you know, I am seeing someone else. And I went, well, in that case, then it's probably not appropriate.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I got this new laptop, right? Mm. And I got it a year ago, and I bought it online, and I didn't look at the dimensions of it. It just looked quite nice. And when it came around, I thought it was a big phone, right? Because it was a small, it was a tiny laptop, and I charged it up and everything like that. But then I never got around to switching it on, because the laptop I got miraculously started working again. So I left it, and I left it for approximately, where are we now? About 14 months. Then I came to switch it on, and it wouldn't charge up, nothing. It was just completely dead, Tony. And I've got the thing plugged in, and it won't charge, and it won't charge. Oh, no, I've got a problem. I went to a computer fixing place in Arnold, in North Nottingham, but forgot to take the laptop with me. So I described the situation to them, and the guy went, look, I think it'll be all right. It sounds like it might be the charger itself rather than the laptop. I went, okay. So anyway, I went back, and I thought, I'll give it one more go. And this time, for the first time in 7 months, Tony, I plugged the charger thing into the correct hole.
Oh dear.
Rather than the speaker outlet, which is what I've been trying to do. And it's absolutely typical of me. And this may indeed be a reason why I lost the girl as well, Tony. It had been going in the wrong hole. So what am I like? Anyway, this is the first time that we have recorded this show with me using the new laptop and...
painless.
Faultless. Beautiful.
Fantastic.
It's almost as good as a vodka and honey lemon sip.
Almost.
A tonic for the troops. So let's play one last song, Tony, shall we?
Okay.
A band we've never played before. Scouse, ska punk nutters. Lovely. I would describe this as an unusual song by an unusual band.
Okay.
Yeah. A band called Bolshie, Tony.
Right.
And what I'd like to know is, what is Bolshie's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bolshie.
Facebook, I like the way you said that. Facebook.com/Bolshie Liverpool. Although, as you say it, Facebook.com/Bolshie Liverpool. And I must mention as well the number of people that have been in touch with me over the last week to say they love Kravitz. This is a track from a new album that features, I don't know, 10 or 12 or 13 or whatever songs, all of which are different from the last, all of which are interesting, all of which are really good, all of which are quite musically complicated, but all of which, I'm sure you'll agree, are brilliant after you've heard this. As I say, it's Paulie B and the Internet 6, Tony 3?
7, 2?
6, 3, I think.
Okay.
Let's call it 6-3, shall we?
All right.
I think it's 6-3.
You might be right, actually.
Yeah. Tony, now that you're in your 40s, mate, your memory's going the same as mine.
That's terrible, isn't it?
But it doesn't matter, because ignorance is strength.
Oh, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was Bolshy and Ignorance is Strength. And you know what? I believe it is, Tony.
It is.
It is indeed. They used to say knowledge is power, they being Reg from Coronation Street. But I don't know whether knowledge is a good thing or not. I think knowledge makes you unhappy.
Basically. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think not knowing about stuff, you just walk around going la 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 la. And then when you do know about stuff, you go, oh.
Yeah, my cat's both very stupid, very happy.
There you go.
Incredibly stupid.
You are Tony with the happy cat. Oh yeah.
Stupid but happy.
Maybe you could mention the two internet stations that still carry this show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE.
And of course, in real life, you may also be listening in the Duke's Arms in Northamptonshire. And thank you so much to everyone in the Duke for listening to us. That's about the size of it. I hope you have a great birthday, Tony.
Thank you much.
I might have already seen one or two of you in Antwerp. I've got no idea. Say right. Goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns.